At the time, I felt like she'd abandoned me, that she'd broken the promise she'd made, that she'd left me the second she put that ring in my hand. I just didn't realize it was me who had forced her to take it off. Not until much later. Not until it was too late. Boot camp was a blur, and the second it was over, I was whisked away to my new station, my new life. And after a few weeks of training, I was on a plane headed for Iraq. I had no idea what waited for me there. In the back of my mind, I think I believed that when I finished my first tour, I'd go home and we'd find a way back to each other. A little bit of time was what we needed. Stupid and young. That was what I was. So angry and betrayed at first that I couldn't see past the feeling. But when I did, I found regret. I'd been wrong. So wrong. And I hated myself for giving her an ultimatum, for pushing her away. I'd lost her because of my fear. I could have had it all, if I'd only been more brave, if I'd only given her what she'd asked for. A few weeks into my tour, I found myself in a convoy headed out for supplies with my buddy Perez sitting next to me, smiling and joking as he always did. Making light, a useful skill where we found ourselves, when nothing was light or easy. We'd been together since day one of boot camp. Not only stationed together, but deployed together. I thought we hit a hole at first. The truck bounced once, and time slowed as gravity shifted. Everything floated for a stretched-out second as the truck flipped. And when we crashed to the ground, there was only nothing, only the deep blackness of unconsciousness sweeping over me. I came to a few minutes later with my ears ringing, the sound of my name far away, the scent of gasoline and smoke in my nose. And as I got my bearings, I found Perez lying across from me, staring at me. He looked strange, his eyes distant and glassy. Then I noticed the blood that seeped from his head in almost black threads as they wound through his hair and across his forehead. It was only then that I realized he was dead. I tried to call his name as they pulled me backward into the blinding light. "Fire!" someone yelled. The truck was going to blow, and they dragged me away only a heartbeat before it exploded. Heat passed through us in an unbearable wave, knocking everyone down. We'd survived. But as I lay in the dirt and sand, I had a singular realization. I was right to be afraid. I had nothing to offer Elliot. I had nothing to give her other than pain. If I died here, would she ever recover? Would she ever move on? I regretted so much. I'd hurt her so much, but this was one thing I could spare her. It was then, in the heat of the desert, that I made the decision not to speak to her again. At the end of every tour, they would ask us who wanted to stay. I volunteered every time. By the time the war was over, it was too late. It didn't matter that I wished I hadn't gone silent, because by the time I realized my mistake, it was too big. The distance too far, the wrongs I'd done too deep and wide to breach. My regret was infinite, and that regret had made me lonely, angry. It had changed me, twisted me into the man I was now. And now it was impossible to see a way back. I told her now or never. And that mistake would haunt me until the day I died.